We know that many congregations are putting together their budgets for the next fiscal year. Please consider adding the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. to your congregation's mission or advertising budget for 2009. Simply go to the sponsors page of our website, issuesetc.org, and find out more about the Issues Etc. 300. We're looking for 300 congregations to donate $1,000 to Issues Etc. You'll even find a one-page flyer that you can hand out. Thanks for your support. All right, it's time. Time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the week. We have four soundbites from this week's Issues Etc. audio. It's a very simple game. We play the soundbites, you listen, and then you vote. 1-877-623-6943. We're coming to you live this Friday afternoon, April the 17th. 1-877-623-6943. Or you can email your vote to us right here in the studio. talkback@issuesetc.org. We get those votes in real time too. talkback@issuesetc.org. Best vote this week, we'll get the LPR bundle package. That's the I Have Issues t-shirt, the Issues Etc. travel mug, the Issues Etc. pen, and an Issues Etc. bumper sticker. The LPR bundle package to the best vote by phone or email when we play Issues Etc. soundbite of the week right now. 1-877-623-6943 or talkback@issuesetc.org. Here's soundbite number one this week. Dr. Carl Fikencher on Who is Jesus' Greatest Betrayer?
This is amazingly ironic. Jesus has just said that someone here is going to hand me over to the ones that want to kill me. And as soon as they find out that they're not the betrayers, they lose the train of thought altogether and move on to which of them is going to be great. They should have been seized with horror at what was foretold, and instead they're on to themselves. We are all the greatest betrayers. Judas will be a betrayer of historic infamy. All the disciples would make that evident in the next few hours. Peter would make it evident when he would deny even knowing Jesus. But all of us, by our sin, are great betrayers of Jesus. And so the question really has to be, who's the greatest betrayer? And we could all say, well, I guess I'm tied with Judas, with Peter, with the other disciples for being the greatest betrayer. It is amazingly ironic.
That's soundbite number one, Dr. Carl Fikencher, who is the greatest betrayer? Phone call votes get highest priority, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MY-I-E, or email us talkback@issuesetc.org with your vote for soundbite of the week. Here's the second soundbite for your consideration. It's Dr. Robert George of the President's Council on Bioethics, and he's written a book in defense of marriage. He's commenting on what gay couples do in their bedrooms. Often it's said what gay couples do in their bedrooms is no one's business. Here's his response.
Well, I mean, that's a bad argument just generally. If people make bombs in their bedroom, of course, that's everybody's business. If people fix prices in the bedroom, that's everybody's business. Most people think that if people shoot heroin into their arms, that's a matter of public concern and not just private concern, because even apparently private acts have large public consequences. But here it's an even worse argument, because we're not talking about what goes on in a bedroom. We're not talking about whether we're going to ban sodomy or not. We're talking about the public meaning of a public institution that serves an enormous public purpose. It's the original and best department of health, education, and welfare. No government agency can improve on the family built on marriage when it comes to providing a milieu in which children can be reared to be decent, honorable human beings. So understand, any time we erode the institution of marriage, even in what we take to be a compassionate cause or a good cause, as we did with no-fault divorce, we end up harming children. And then we turn our eyes away. We avert our gaze. We pretend it's not happening. Think of all the damage that's come from no-fault divorce. Think of all the children of broken homes that are out there. This wasn't caused by bad people who wanted to hurt children, but by good people who wanted to let people out of unhappy marriages. After all, they reasoned, why is it anybody's business if a couple wants to become divorced? Well, now the consequences of all those private choices are in, and those consequences can be measured in broken relationships, ruined lives, children with a longing that will not be fulfilled, to love and be loved by a mom and dad united in marriage.
That's soundbite number two. Do you think it ought to be the Issues Etc. soundbite of the week? 1-877-623-6943 or talk back at issuesetc.org. Here's our third soundbite. Dr. John Warwick Montgomery telling the story of some unfortunate Mormons who stopped by his Strasburg home and answering the question why belief must be based on fact.
Eternity is a very long time, and it seems to me that if we're going to maintain any kind of religious position whatsoever, it had better be a position so solid that we can trust it for eternity. Obviously, sects and cults approach things that way because they have no choice. They don't have any solid foundation for their personal experience. And so their personal experience is presented as the be-all and end-all of religion. A number of years ago, here in Strasbourg, a knock comes at the door, and there are these two characters in funereal black suits and short haircuts. And I said, ah, you must be either CIA, who have finally caught up with me, or you're Mormon missionaries. Which is it? And they leapt into the air with a shriek and admitted they were Mormon missionaries. And I invited them in, and I expected some kind of meaningful religious presentation. And all they would talk about is the burning in the bosom. In other words, their personal experience of Mormonism. All that that indicated was, at best, that Mormon bosoms burn at a higher centigrade than non-Mormon bosoms. It doesn't say anything about the truth of any affirmation that they might make. Now, if Christians descend to that level, what they do is to reduce historic Christian faith to a matter of personal interest. We don't want that. Easter is supposed to prevent exactly that.
That's soundbite number three. Should it be the soundbite of the week? 1-877-623-6943 or talk back at issuesetc.org. Soundbite number four, Scott Klusendorf on Do Pro-Lifers Focus Too Narrowly on the Unborn?
Gee, well, why don't we blame Winston Churchill and FDR for focusing too narrowly on defeating the Nazis to the neglect of other issues? You know, given a choice, Todd, I'd rather pro-lifers focus on at least one great moral issue than waste their precious resources trying to fix all of them. Imagine someone going to the American Cancer Society and saying you have no right to focus so narrowly on cancer when you're not doing much to fight these other issues. Why aren't you solving things like heart attacks? Why aren't you working to fix diabetes? Why aren't you working to solve childhood deaths from auto accidents? You're being too narrow. I mean, we would think such a claim ridiculous, and rightfully so. Well, how does it follow that because the pro-lifer opposes the deliberate destruction of an innocent human being, he must therefore take responsibility for all of societal ills? It's simply ridiculous to make that kind of claim, and pro-lifers need to focus like a laser beam on the real issue here, which is the destruction of innocent human life.
All right. Should that be the soundbite of the week? It's time to vote. It's time for you to pick the Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. 1-877-623-6943, 1-877-623-MY-IE, or talk back at issuesetc.org. We'll play Soundbite of the Week after this.
Thursday doesn't even start, it's Friday, a little low.
On behalf of the staff of Issues Etc., thanks to each and every one of the more than 7,600 who signed the online petition to bring back Issues Etc. Mike Johnson, James Hoyle, Andy Schmidt, Dave Parnell, Pastor Paul Wagner, Kim Pomerenke, Benjamin Kolozij, Gregory Hart, Michael Pape, and Philip Hoppe, thanks for your support.
Historic liturgy, cool. Liturgical dance, not cool. Kneeling for the Lord's body and blood on a Sunday morning, cool. Sitting in your theater-style seat with cup holder for your double mocha latte, not cool. We're the Brothers of John the Steadfast. If you're interested in traditional Lutheran doctrine and practice, check us out. www.steadfastlutherans.com.
by popular demand. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Thanks to the following congregations for standing with us by joining the Issues Etc. 300. Gloria Christi Lutheran, Greeley, Colorado. St. John's Lutheran, Rosemount, Minnesota. Trinity Lutheran, Waltham, Minnesota. Trinity Lutheran, Fredericktown, Missouri. Zion Lutheran, Gravelton, Missouri. Christ the King Lutheran, Billings, Montana. Redeemer Lutheran, Nashville, Tennessee. And Zion Lutheran, Douglas, Wyoming. Find out how your church can support this worldwide outreach by including Issues Etc. in your mission or advertising budget. Go to our website, issuesetc.org, and click Promote. When your congregation joins the Issues Etc. 300, we'll advertise your congregation on the radio, at our website, and in the Issues Etc. journal. issuesetc.org, and click Promote. The Issues Etc. 300. +1 877-623-6943, 877-623-MYE. Call that number to vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the week. It's Friday afternoon, April the 17th. Or you can email us, talkback@issuesetc.org, talkback@issuesetc.org. Which should it be? Soundbite number one, Dr. Carl Fikancher on Who's Jesus' Greatest Betrayer? Soundbite number two, Dr. Robert George on What Gay Couples Do in Their Bedrooms Is Nobody's Business? Or should it be soundbite number three, Dr. John Warwick Montgomery on Why Belief Must Be Based on Fact? Or finally, soundbite number four, Scott Klusendorf, Do Pro-Lifers Focus Too Narrowly on the Unborn? 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYE, or talkback@issuesetc.org. Soundbite of the week, Jerry in Deer Lodge, Montana. Wonder where that is. He votes for soundbite number four. The pro-life movement is dedicated to protecting the weak and the unborn, which includes the defenseless, sick, weak, elderly, as well as the unborn. The unborn get most of the attention because abortion is the most egregious offense against the most defenseless victim. Well put, Jerry. He goes on, the movement to eliminate the death penalty has prompted attacks on pro-lifers saying, how can someone say they are pro-life and defend the death penalty? Isn't that the ultimate in hypocrisy? Personally, says Jerry, I would trade the death penalty for a strict law against abortion and euthanasia in a heartbeat. So would I. Hey, I'd happily make the death penalty illegal if we could get a trade on Roe v. Wade. That ain't going to happen. Thank you very much, Jerry, and thanks for listening in Deer Lodge, Montana. A vote for... soundbite number one comes from Elaine in Canada. Love listening to your show, she says. I vote for soundbite number one. We are all betrayers of Jesus. It brings to mind that we have all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God and can rejoice that Jesus paid the price on the cross for us as well as the entire world. Too often we think that we're doing okay and we're really not so bad. Wrong. We all need a Savior. Elaine in Canada, thank you very much for your vote as well. Keith in Nebraska votes simply Scott Klusendorf. That would be soundbite number four. Do pro-lifers focus too narrowly on the unborn? When you call or when you email us, tell us why you're voting for the soundbite you're voting for. 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYE, or talk back at issuesetc.org. Here's Chris in Indianapolis. Hi, Chris.
Yeah, I'm voting for Montgomery because that soundbite is just classic Montgomery. You just can't beat it. Love it.
Thank you very much, Chris, and thanks for listening in Indianapolis. You know, all of Montgomery's, just about everything he says is kind of vintage Montgomery. It's his, he speaks this way. He's all vintage all the time, all classic Montgomery all the time. That's what makes him such a good guest. What about the rest of you? We're playing Soundbite of the Week this week, Friday afternoon, April the 17th, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYE. Don in Kansas, welcome.
Yeah, thank you. I vote for Soundbite number three from Dr. John Wardrick Montgomery. The resurrection of Jesus Christ is the cornerstone of the Christian faith, and liberal theology continues to try to undermine, destroy, and deny it in one way or another. Thank you.
Thank you, Don. Thanks for listening in Kansas. 1-877-623-6943 or talk back at issuesetc.org. Ron in Marysville, Washington votes for soundbite number one. Says, I'd love to vote for Carl Fikencher, who is Jesus' greatest betrayer. It's an illustration of our sin and the importance of Christ's death and resurrection for me. Ron, thank you very much, and thanks for listening out in Washington. Deborah in Dallas, my hometown, votes for soundbite number one. Our sinful nature blinds us so that we daily forget who we are without Christ. Thanks be to God that we have faithful pastors like Reverend Wilkin, Dr. Carl Fikencher, and others, issues, etc., alumni to snap us back to reality. Deborah, thank you very much. This email from Sharon in St. Louis, I'd like to vote for soundbite number three, Dr. Montgomery. I base my vote in part due to the humor. However, I base my vote mainly on the truth that if there is no fact and all emotion, the foundation of one's faith is built on sand, which shifts based on the direction of one's mood. Sharon says, P.S., it's not the St. Louis style as much as the Provel cheese. And no, there are no emos in Minnesota. That's the kind of cheese it is. Craig and I just the other day were saying, what's this cheese? What kind of cheese is this? Provolone cheese. All right, there we go. Thank you very much, Sharon, for answering two questions. Your vote, and what kind of cheese is on St. Louis-style pizza? Dennis in Michigan says, I vote for soundbite number four, Scott Klusendorf. His admonition to focus like a laser beam on the unborn is necessary in an age where many counterarguments are used to confuse the issue. If we will not speak loudly and clearly for the unborn, as Issues Etc. always does, their chances of being born are placed in great jeopardy. May we continue to speak loudly, clearly, and with a narrow focus for those who cannot speak for themselves. 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE, or talk back at issuesetc.org. Logan, Utah is where Bill is writing from. He says, hi, guys. I'm one of your on-demand listeners. Thank you very much, Bill. We love our on-demand listeners. My vote is for Dr. Montgomery. That would be soundbite number three. Thank you. I'd like to say it is because I live in the heart of Mormon country and have had many encounters with similar outcomes. But the truth is that he made me laugh out loud when I heard it. Keep up the great work, Bill. Thank you very much. Karen emails us with a vote for soundbite number three, Dr. John Warwick Montgomery as well. James in Evansville, Illinois, says, wow, tough week. Decisions, decisions, decisions. Do I vote for my daughter's godfather, Uncle Carl? That would be Carl Fikencher, who had a tough week watching his Giants be swept by my Dodgers. Or do I vote for Dr. George with his analogy that people making bombs in their bedrooms are a matter of public concern, and then going on to say that this is not so much about sodomy in the bedroom, but laws established new foundations for society? Or do I vote for Scott Klusendorf, who just made a great logical argument by analogy by saying we never accuse the American Cancer Society of being too narrowly focused, so pro-lifers shouldn't be accused of such. In the end, mostly based on content, I need to vote for Dr. Montgomery for his teaching on 1 Corinthians 15. If Christ does not raise, the concerns about the establishment of gay marriage and pro-life issues are moot points. As for Uncle Carl, as Uncle Carl says, we are all betrayers, but hallelujah, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. And the Mormon jokes are pretty funny, too. James, thank you very much for your vote. And let's see, I got two more quick ones. Soundbite number one, too often we think of sin as a little thing, something that everybody's doing, a little white lie that doesn't hurt anyone. That comes from Marilyn in Wheaton, Illinois. Thank you. And a vote for soundbite number three. No fair, you assembled an all-star lineup and we're supposed to only pick one. I'll have to pick number three, Dr. John Warwick Montgomery, because of his subject matter, the historic resurrection. Michael in Fort Wayne, Indiana, thank you. Here's the winner this week, Dr. John Warwick Montgomery, why belief must be based on fact.
Eternity is a very long time, and it seems to me that if we're going to maintain any kind of religious position whatsoever, it had better be a position so solid that we can trust it for eternity. Obviously, sects and cults approach things that way because they have no choice. They don't have any solid foundation for their personal experience, and so their personal experience is presented as the be-all and end-all of religion. A number of years ago, here in Strasbourg, a knock comes at the door, and there are these two characters in funereal black suits and short haircuts. And I said, ah, you must be either CIA, who have finally caught up with me, or you're Mormon missionaries. Which is it? And they leapt into the air with a shriek and admitted they were Mormon missionaries. And I invited them in, and I expected some kind of meaningful religious presentation. And all they would talk about is the burning in the bosom. In other words, their personal experience of Mormonism. All that that indicated was, at best, that Mormon bosoms burn at a higher centigrade than non-Mormon bosoms. It doesn't say anything about the truth of any affirmation that they might make. Now, if Christians descend to that level, what they do is to reduce historic Christian faith to a matter of personal interest. We don't want that. Easter is supposed to prevent exactly that.
All right, there's our winner, Dr. John Warwick Montgomery, Why Belief Must Be Based on Fact. Jerry, who emailed his vote early to us in that numerous votes, if you would email us your mailing address and your shirt size, we're going to send you the LPR bundle package.
You know, earlier in the hour, we mentioned that we're mailing out these Lenten Eastern Sermon CDs. Thanks to my mother, my sainted mother, Carol Schwartz.
Not
she's
sainted,
doing...
Saint Lee. Sainted
Saint
would
Lee.
Mean she's
oh,
dead.
Yeah, yeah.
Saint Lee.
Thank you. Yeah, no, stay with us in the church militant, mother, please, because we need future mailings here at LPR. But thank you so much for doing that. Once again, saving you, our listener, money by bringing the Wilkin at home answering machine and having my mom do all the mailings.
And
for
you know,
us.
we have been back going on. We're getting close to a year back on the air. We've managed to do it without hiring a single consultant. That is amazing. We've done it without hiring a single consultant either before or after our return to the air. That's my goal. For the entire remaining history of Issues Etc., however long that will be, God willing, no consultants. When we come back, we're going to talk tolerance for the full second hour with Greg Kokel of Stand to Reason. I'm Todd Wilkins. Stay tuned.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.